We're doing Beitzah, Chaf Tes Amud Beis, the beginning of the fourth parak, Hamevi. Okay, and the sugya is, I guess, relates to Maisa Chol, Anyantav, Nirak Maisa Chol, something like that. Okay, so we'll see. So, the Mishnah starts as follows. Hamevi Kadayayim Mimakom Mimakom. So if a person is carrying jugs of wine from one place to another place, okay? So, on Yontif, you're carrying them, and let's assume it's Litzarach Yontif, okay? You're having a Kiddush or something on Yontif, and you want to carry a bunch of bottles of wine, or bottles of soda, whatever, from one place to another place on Yontif. In a mutter way, again, there's no, on Yontif, there's no Isser Otzah. So it's mutter to carry things outside on Yontif, as long as Rashi is B'socha Tchum Alei De'erev, as long as you don't go outside of the Tchum. So it's either within the Tchum, within 2,000 Amos, or you have an Erev Tchumim, so outside of the Tchum. But whatever, it's a mutter, completely mutter carrying. Okay, that's the main point here. So if you're carrying these jugs of wine from place to place, which seemingly is no problem, right? 100% mutter. But there's one stipulation. Lo yivim besal uve kupa, aval mevi huak seifa, olofanav. You shouldn't carry them in a basket or in a box, right? Like a case of sodas, let's say. Whole case, you know. Rather, you should carry them on your shoulders or on your hands in front of you. So Rashi explains. What's the problem, right? I mean, it's mutter. So there's no problem of tchum. There's no problem of hotzah. So what's the problem? So Rashi says, loivim b'sel kupa, lase shalosh v'arba b'sel kupa v'yisoyim. Don't put three or four in a box and then carry it. Mishum denira k'maisa chol. D'maisa d'chol. Because it appears like an action of chol. Lase smasos, to carry burdens. Right, it looks like, somehow it's a problem, that it looks like you're doing, that's something that a person does b'chol, carry boxes around. That's a chol type of an activity. Yontif type of an activity is, you want a bottle of soda to drink, so you bring the bottle of soda. But you're carrying like boxes, crates of soda, crates of wine, that looks like maisa chol. So therefore you can't do it. So rather, avil mevi oksefa. So therefore you do carry it on your shoulder, achas ushtayim. One or two, demuchach tosorach yontif, because it's clear that it's a tosorach yontif. A guy's carrying one bottle of soda, he's not carrying it for storage, he's carrying it because he wants to drink it today. So therefore, you can't do it in a manner, even though you may need many, you really have a kiddush, and you really need a whole case of wine. But still, in general, that action appears like an action of chol, because usually carrying boxes is like a chol action. You have to do it in a way where it's clear that it's a tzarach yantav. All the fun of biyado, you carry in your hand. Okay, let's just finish. There's one more case, same thing. V'chein ha-malach satavan. Also, if you're bringing out straw. Lo yashpil sakupa l'achorov, you shouldn't pull the box behind you. Avol maybe biyado, but you should carry in your hands. Okay, Rashi. V'chein ha-malach satavan, l'hesek ol behemah. So you're carrying out this straw to burn, like for fire. Or to feed your animal. Lo yashbil kupa lacharav. You shouldn't pull it from the box behind you. The gnai yontif. Who? Where is that? Who? It's a gnai of yontif. Shenira gnai. It's an embarrassment, a degradation of yontif. Shenira kimiskavein lamalacha rabba. Because it appears like you're intentionally doing a big action. You're pulling a whole like a load of straw. It looks like you're intending to do that on yontif. Or it looks like you're trying to bring it to a faraway place. It's like you're transporting it, like you'd normally do on chol. That's a chol type of a thing. So therefore, you shouldn't do it in the manner which has the appearance of chol. It's a ganai of yantuf. And therefore, rather you should do it in a way where it's like clear that it's a tzorach yantuf. It's in a non-chol type of way. Okay? That's the mission. In Rashi, are they the same thing or two different things? The first one he says Nir Kamaisa Chol, and the second one it says it's Gnai Yontif because it looks like it's Malacha Rabba, or he says Gedera Chol. I mean, it does sound. I don't know. It's funny how he does describe himself a little bit differently, but on the surface, I mean, I think they seem like the same thing. You know, I mean, it's a good question why he's not exactly the same thing, but they sound like they're the same idea. So for now, let's assume it's the same thing. Okay, but the question is we have to understand is what's the nature of the sister? Good question. I mean, he doesn't say uvda. Well, he says dinira kemaisa dechol. It appears like it's maisa dechol. In other words, it appears like I'm doing something for chol, like I'm just doing it for the purposes of chol, and I can't do it for the purposes of chol. I only do it for yontif. And I am doing it for Yantif, right? It's not like I'm doing it for Chol. It's not like I'm preparing. It's not like I'm doing it. I'm really doing it for Yantif. But he's saying it's Nira Kemaisa L'Chol. So Yehuda asks a good question. He says, well, basically, who cares that it looks like that? But I'm not. In other words, I'm really doing it for Tzarech Yantif. I have a Kiddush. So I'm carrying a crate of wine because I have a Kiddush and Tzarech Yantif. So who cares? It looks like it's for Chol, but the Halacha is I'm allowed to do it for Yantif. It's part of Tzarech Yantif. I'm not preparing for Chol. So it looks like it. So what's the problem with that? Right? In other words, that somehow the fact that it looks like that is going to make it defined as Maisa Chol or something like that. What's the nature of the problem? What kind of problem is that? Well, it's Mutter. There's no Isser here. I mean, he doesn't say Marasayin. I shouldn't say Marasayin. But he does say, where does he explain it? He explains it where it seems like the words which explain it are Ganayantif. Ganayantifu. Right? He says, so what? It looks like Malachara. It looks like Chol. It looks like this. It looks like that. Gnayantifu. That's what Rashi's telling you. Gnayantifu. What's the problem? He doesn't say Marasayan. Apparently, it wouldn't be Marasayan. I know. You're saying it's like Marasayan. But it sounds like it's Gnayantifu. It's a Gnay. It's a degradation of Yantifu. The question is, what kind of degradation of Yantifu? What's the idea here? What can we derive from this? What's the nature of this? It's a Gnay. Why is it a Gnayantifu? Look, Gnayantifu. I didn't say Malacha. It's a Gnayantifu. But this isn't Malacha.
Right.
So what's it mean? It's a Gnayantifu. But why is it a Gnayantif? What's the problem? It sounds like unhalachic. It's like an embarrassment. It's not proper. So it's a Gnayantif. Oh, what is a Gnayantif? Is it malacha? No. Is it a tum problem? No. So what's, I mean, because it's, what kind of, what's this category? Why is there such a thing like this? I mean, you can make up a lot of isurim because you'll say it's not proper. It's an embarrassment. You know, but what do you see? What could you derive from this halacha? So you're saying, is it us or is it just advice? I mean, advice is a funny type of halachic thing. I mean, it sounds like you're saying you shouldn't do it. You're chayev to do it. You're not allowed to do it, carry it in a box. Rather, you have to carry it on your one at a time. So, I mean, it doesn't sound like just advice. You don't even tell you advice. Like, what kind of, you know? So it sounds like this is a real halacha. I mean, it's a good question what you're getting to. We're going to get to that in a second. But whether it's absolutely a usur or that's going to, you'll see we're going to get to that. But for now, I mean, it sounds like it's a halacha. I mean, it's not just a good advice that it's not a proper. I mean, it's a halachic thing. You say this by any area in halacha that is a ganai of, you know, like let's say like Yitzi mentioned Marasayan. Like let's say, for instance, I'd eat something that looked like, let's say at a cheeseburger made out of a fake hamburger or something like that, you know? So let's say forget Marasayan. Marasayan's a secondary kind of a problem. Let's say we're Marasayan, you know? Would you say, but it's a Gnai? Because it looks like you're trying, would you say it's a Gnai of a Basar B'Chalav? Would you say that, or is it specifically in this area where you're going to say it? Sounds like it's something specific to this area. I mean, you don't see a halacha of a Gnai of a Torah. You don't have that kind of halacha. So what could you deduce about the nature of Yantif or about the nature of Yisur Malacha on Yantif, something like that, because of this, from this halacha? So what we have to do is we have to take a Gnai, which sounds like philosophy, and make it halacha. I mean, that's a problem. Because the Gnai can't just be philosophy. Mishnah's not telling you philosophy that it's a bad, you know, it's not in line with Tamei HaMitzvos to do this. It has to be a halachic thing. So the question is, where is there room for this halacha, you know, kind of halacha is this? If I ask you, why can't you do malacha on Yantif? What do you tell me? Halachic answer. I want a halachic answer.
Right.
Good. Let's ask the malacha. No, that's the most basic halacha. The most basic halacha is, I can't, it's to do malacha. Let's ask a malacha, right? You can't do malacha. Like on Shabbos, you have an issur malacha, right? Except for tzarech lachol nefesh. Let's also do malacha. Let's also do malacha. Certain categories of activities are off limits on Yantif. But is that it? Is that all there is? Is there anything else to the halacha of Nisra Malacha on Yantif? There's an asay, there's a yom, right? There's a designation of the day. It's a day. This day is, so to speak, differentiated. It's Mikra Kodesh. Right? It's a day which is differentiated. It's Yom Kodesh. It's differentiated from Chol. Right? And don't Isra Malacha separate out this day from every other day. True? Right? Is that true? In other words, the halacha is, it's not just a technical Isra. Right, like eating chaz is a technical esser.
Right.
It's a technical esser. But the halacha of Yantif, it's not just if I avoiding the technical isurim of the yom. There's the isurim come, you know, merge and result in a kedushas hayom. It's a yom, that's why there's an asay, for instance, there's an asay of Shavasim. So there's a yom which is differentiated from yom chol. The isurim halacha, it's not just to did not do Isra Malacha. That's true, but the avoidance of all the Malachas result in a Yom Kadosh, on a day which is differentiated from Yom Chol. Is that true? Right, I mean, it's not just technically Isurim. The Yom is a different Yom because of those Isurim. Right? Okay, so therefore what? So that being the case, that an Isra Malacha, it's not just a technical Isra, but there's a Kiyam in creating a Yom Kadosh, a Yom which is removed from a Yom Chol. Kadosh is different, a differentiated Yom from Yom Chol. So if you did an action on Yontif, whose character, the character of which is Maisa Chol, it's Nirka Maisa Chol. I mean, this type of action is one which is done and has all appearances as an action of Chol, so that's a Gana Yontif. It's a contradiction to the character of the Yom as a Yom which is removed from Chol. That's the whole, the Isra, am I violating a technical Isra Malacha? No. If all Yontif were technically Surim, there's no technical Isra. But Yontif is the technically Surim culminated in a Kedushas HaYom, of a Yom which is differentiated from Yom Chol. That's the Halacha that on Yontif, Kal Yisrael is creating a different kind of a Yom. It's Yontif. So to do an action which has the appearance, and it's an action whose character is that which normally takes place on Chol, so it lacks in your differentiation of this Yom from Yom Chol. So that's what it means, the Ganai of Yontif. Because that's, yeah, I'm technically avoiding any Isra Malacha, but I'm doing an action, which is an action, which is a Chol action. So therefore, what I have to do is, I have to change the action and do it in a way which it's clear that it's in line with the character of Yontif. That it's not. No, it's L'tzorch Yontif. This I'm doing because I'm hungry now and I'm carrying a bottle of wine because I need a drink or whatever. Rather, it's not an action of taking inventory and carrying all my things from one place to another place. That's a Chol type of an action. So even though I personally am doing it in a way because of Chol, but if it has that appearance, then it breaks the character of the Yom to do that kind of an action. It's a Ganai of Yontif, because it's not a recognition. It's against the recognition that Yontif isn't just a technical Isser, not doing 39 categories of work, but it's eventuates in a certain kind of a day. And that day is undermined by an action, which is a Chol type of an action. That's what you see from here, is that an Isser Malacha, you can't look at it as a normal Isser, where it's purely a technical action and there's no framework in which it exists. Here you see that in part of the Isser Malacha is the fact that the Isser Malacha functioned to differentiate the Yom and make it a different kind of a Yom. So therefore, if you're doing an action which is against, even though I'm not doing technical Isser, but it's against that character of the Yom, that's an Isser. That's Isser. I mean, it could be this is Darabanan. I don't know if this is a derisive, but saying Darabanan, they're saying that an action which has that appearance, that it breaks down, if it's going to break down the whole character of the Yom, even though it's not a technical Isser, that's Asar. It's Asar to do. Now let's see the Gemara. So now the difficult Gemara. Okay, difficult Gemara. First line of the Gemara. Tana. Im Iyav Shalashanos Mutter. If you cannot do a Shinoi, if you can't change it, it's mutter. It's mutter. Rashi. Kigun Shazimin Archim Harbe. Let's say you have a Kiddush. You invite a lot of guests over. V'tzarech lahavi harbe biachar. And if you're going to carry them one bottle at a time, it's just not happening. You're not going to get it in time for the Kiddush. Mutter. So then it's also mutter. So what do you think? The question is, what kind of, that's not halacha. I mean, if you're telling me a manasha, you tell me it's asr to do, unless I'm mishana. That's halach. It's also do. The Mishnah is telling me you have to do it this way. Now, if I can't do it, so what would you say? Let's say I can't do it. What would you say? You can't do it. So you're gonna have to cancel the kiddush this year. I mean, let's say the only way I can do the kiddush, I forgot to do all the malacha beforehand. I forgot to. So I could just violate Yisurim. I mean, let's say I forgot there's a kiddush on Shabbos, and it turns out we forgot to cook the food. So what do you say? Okay, fine. If you forgot, and there's no other way to do it, so you can do malacha. I mean, of course not. I mean, you can't just, if there's an isser, there's an isser. And if there's no isser, so there's no isser. So you tell me, the halacha is a gnai of yontif, and you're not allowed to carry it. You're not allowed to carry in this way, and therefore you chayv do another. Oh, but if you can't, then we'll look the other way. I mean, how do you have halacha like that? That doesn't make sense. I mean, there's no halacha anymore. If you can't do it, you can just forget it. What kind of halacha? That sounds like, that's what I was getting at before. You just sounds like it's advice. It's good advice. But if you can't do it, then okay, fine. So you can't do it. But that's not halacha. If it's a gnai of yontif, it's a gnai of yontif. What kind of halacha is that? It says that's not a system. I mean, it sounds like a suggestion. Here's a suggested method. And that's not the way halacha works. If someone told you they had a religion that, like that, where they have these laws, but if you need to, then you can break them. That's not a system. I mean, if this is a problem, if it's gnai, it's gnai. You tell me it's usher to do, unless it's usher to carry it the normal way. Right, it says lo yaviyem basal v'kupa. You're not allowed to do it in on a box. Rather, you have to do it this way. So they tell me it's awesome. That's what she says. I'm not allowed to. If I want to do it, I'm not allowed to. But now you're telling me. But if you can carry it in your hand, then you are allowed to. So that has to be explained. I mean, it certainly has to be explained. It's not normal halacha. I mean, it's not the way halacha works. Sometimes it's a hard problem. Sometimes more problems could help you answer the question. So let's go from the Gemara. And we'll get another problem. Okay, another problem. So, but it's a tough problem. So this says Iskin Rava b'Mechuzah. So Rava in this town Mechuzah, Rava set up. Okay, he set up a series of suggestions for doing a shinoi when it comes to carrying. He says Didaru b'Duchaka Lidru Baragla. So Rashi explains. If it's a kind of a burden which a person normally carries on his shoulder, which is a difficult type of a way to carry things, if you want to do a yontif, you go on chavis, a sack. But with peros, like a jug or a bag full of fruits, you send a yontif baragla. So carry it on yontif on. It's what? It's going to be the viragla. You should do it viragla. Asar, what's viragla? Asar, because you're going fork. It's a kind of a, like a pitchfork. So they had a kind of a thing, which like a pitchfork, which they carried things with. Kederach no se melach, limkar. The way the people who carried salt to sell it, and they should circle it, right? So they'd use some sort of like a pitchfork to carry it. So it's an easier way to carry it. So if it's something which you regularly carry on your shoulder, saying you should do it with a pitchfork, should circle lashanos. Because you have to change. And when you're changing, you should change in a way which alleviates the burden. It makes it easier, obviously. Not to make it more tircha. So the way you're carrying it is in a way which is easier. And this pitchfork is easier to carry something heavy. And when you carry this pitcher, which is normally carried on your shoulder, you're carrying this pitchfork, it's a shinoi which lightens the load. Okay, if you have something which is heavy, and it's going to be a tough carry, so that's going to be also a problem of the Gnai of Yantif. So he's saying, so you normally do it in this manner, which is heavy, so it looks like it's a maisachol, so you do it in an easier carrying method. You carry with this pitchfork, which is much easier, it's going to lighten your burden, so it's not going to be that's the shinoi which you're using in order to avoid the skenai problem. Okay? Sounds from Rashi that if you did that a shinoi, if you made it in a way that's more difficult to carry, that's going to be a problem, because the whole idea is the gnai of yontif to carry a heavy thing. So if you're going to do it in a way which is going to make it heavier, that's going to be a problem. The point is, you're making it lighter, which is diminishing. It's taking away the gnai, because you see that it's yontif, so you want to do it in a very easy way. It seems it's not inherent that you just do shinoi in smutter. It seems it's a certain kind of a shinoi. That's what she's saying. I mean, Rashi's very talkative here. I mean, maybe we'll get into it. But he's saying, well, you should do a shinoi, and when you change, you should make it easier, and not to make it worse. Right? I mean, it's a funny way to talk about it. But you see, apparently, it's not just the halacha of shinoi. The shinoi should be in line with the objective here, which is to diminish the biza of the yom, to diminish the gnai of the yontif. Okay? So therefore, that's what he's saying. Something which you normally carry on your shoulder, you should carry in a pitchfork. So let's say, then he says, he has a whole list. So he says, the daru biragla, let's say something you normally carry in this pitchfork, then what are you going to do? So then, lidru ba'agra, Rashi. So it's something which you normally carry on this pitchfork. You should carry it on yontif with two people with poles on their shoulders. So if you normally do it in a pitchfork, which is already easier, so now to diminish the gnai, you should do it in a way, put it on your shoulders, have two people carry with poles on their shoulders. So that's a lesser Gnai. So you always want to do it. As Rav is setting up, however you normally do it, you do it in the easier method. So if you normally already do it with a pitchfork, then you carry it on your shoulders with poles, two people. And it keeps going. The Daru Be'agra, if you already do it like that, with shoulders on your poles on your shoulders, Lidru Be'achpa, Rashi, Be'mod Al Kisveyam. I'm sorry, Daru Be'agra, Be'mod Al Kisveyam, Lidru Be'antif Losomase Be'achpa, Be'mod Be'dayam. You put it in poles in your hands, Mishum Shinoi. Right, if you normally already put poles on your shoulders and carry something, it's already that you already do it in that manner. Now put poles and hold them in your hands. Mm-hmm. So Rashi says, hold on a second. That's not easier. Why is that easier? Put poles on your shoulders, put poles in your hands. He says, Mikomakum shinoyo. Inu marbe terech b'shinoy. It still is a shinoy, and it's not more tircha. Apparently it's like even. Apparently he's saying it's even. So even though normally you try to make it easier, but if you already carry it on your poles, there is no easier. Poles on your shoulders, there's no easier method than two people with poles. So therefore, you just do it in a way which is in your hands, which is different, although it's not worse, it's not harder, but it's not easier either. But that also works somehow. Right? I mean, that's good. We're going to have to explain how that works. I mean, Rashi, does it have to be easier though, or just enough to be even? Okay, but let's leave that for now. Okay, but that's going to be something we're going to have to explain. Okay? Then he says, and let's say you already do that, Daru Be'achpa. Let's say you already do it in your hands. Right? So then, Nifrasudra Iluya. What does that mean? Put a sheet over it. What does that mean? Kalhu. It's light. It doesn't make it any heavier. Vishinoi Be'almahu. Ulahatsna. It's just a shinoi, and it's like to hide it. So if you're ready, there's no other way to carry it any different manner. So then you can just put a sheet over it. And that's also a shinoi. It's a minimal shinoi, but that also works. So basically it sounds like it's saying, you can do anything basically. I mean, you just do any arbitrary thing, right? Sounds like it. Sounds like he's saying it's funny, but it sounds like you can just do anything, right? But look, that's funny. He says, Imlo Afshar, and if you can't do that, what do you mean it's not you can't do that? Rashi says, Shein lo sudo chaso, so let's say you don't have a sheet. So then what do you do? So what would you say?
Do
something else. Well, sorry, it's mutter. Then it's mutter.
Exactly.
Da'amar mar, miyash hashan, it's mutter, because that's what he said. As he said above, if you can't change it, it's mutter. Right? It's a question. That's a good question. You said that if the people put it on their shoulders, then you should put it in your hands. And it says, why, that's not easier. But it's not easier, but they're both even. So therefore, just do it a different way than you normally do it, so put it in your hands. So why not say the opposite? If you normally put it in your hands, then put it on your shoulders. Right? I mean, sounds like if you tell me that neither of the other ones, you can't say that because you're making it harder. But here Rashi's telling you they're just even. So if they're even, so why don't you just do whatever? Yeah, they're interchangeable. So what do you have to do? The sheet thing, just do it the other way. That's a good question. Okay, any other questions? The sheet thing's funny. The sheet thing is telling me sheet is a shino, you put a sheet over it. So you'll say, how is that a shino? I mean, it sounds random, but you'll say you're hiding it, you don't say. Fine, but then there's a problem. Let's say you want to say, so it sounds like basically you could do any crazy thing,
right,
and they'll make it a shino, right?
Right.
So then there's a problem. What's the problem? If that's true, then what's the problem? Telling me that a sheet works, you tell me I could do anything, right? I could do any crazy thing, right? It's not making it any easier or harder to carry. It's just a random change in my action. So then, so what does he say? If I don't have a sheet, because I just don't have a sheet, so now I can't do any sheet noise anymore. What do you mean? Just jump up and down while you're doing it, or I don't know, hold it with your, while you're smiling instead of while you have a sad face on. Or you can make up any crazy type of a thing. So I mean, if you're telling me that shinoi could be anything, so then what do you mean if I can't do a shinoi? You can't be creative and think of some way to do a shinoi? Unless you tell me somehow there's something about a sheet, but it doesn't sound like a sheet really is anything special. It's not affecting anything. It's just what she says. It's shinoi b'alma. It's just hiding it. Well, what kind of thing is that, right? And also, if you tell me I can do anything, then what's the point of Rava? What's Rava really coming along? Rava's giving you this whole list of things. If you normally do it with this, in the pitch of Hork, you do it this way. If you normally do it this way, right. Anyway, if you tell me you can do anything, just say, Shino, you don't need Rava. You need Rava to come along and give you a whole list of things to do. I mean, what's the point of that?
Also,
he made a takana. What kind of takana is this? I mean, it's just, basically the halakha should just be Shino. We know what Shino means. Just do Shino. Make up. It does sound like these are specifics. I mean, it sounds like the Rav is making a takana specific. So what kind of takana is that? Okay. A lot of problems here, right? There was one more thing. Okay, let's read a little further. These aren't even the problems I wanted to get to. Okay, I mean these are problems. We'll get to these problems, but there's one more problem which I think is going to be helpful for us. It says, "Amalei Rav Chanan by Rav or Rav Ashi." Chanan by Rav said to Rashi, "Amar Rabbanon, kama de efshar l'shanuyay mishanina." What does that mean?
Meaning, if you don't have a sheet, you can do anything.
No, I don't think so. That's efshar l'shanuyay mishanina. Kama de efshar l'shanuyay mishanina. The simple pshat means, as much as you could be mishana, you should be mishana. So you should make as big a shinoi as possible. Right? That's what it sounds like he's saying. Kama de efshar l'shanuyay, as much as it is possible to be mishana, mishaninan. You should change. So it sounds like you should make the biggest possible shinoi that you can make. I think that's why. Right? Why? What kind of the biggest shinoi you should make? You tell me I have to do a shinoi. Shinoi is a shinoi. I mean, it's as mutter as a rasser. Shinoi, if shinoi is a matir, and shinoi makes it not a problem because it removes the ganai, so what's wrong? I have to do a bigger shinoi? What do you mean bigger shinoi? Does it work or does it not work? Huh? How does it lend itself to doing a bigger shinoi? Like, for instance, you have halachas like that on Shabbos. If you have to do a malacha, you're doing a shinoi. If it's a certain case, a shinoi is mutter, right? So did you ever hear saying a bigger shinoi? I mean, a shinoi is a shinoi. Shinoi means it's no longer the regular way to do it. So it means you should do a bigger shinoi. That's a problem. How does it lend itself to variation of degree? I mean, if it's not a ganai, it's not a ganai. Sounds like Rabbi Nachman is learning differently. Rabbi Nachman says he's learning kol hecha de efshar shinoi mishaninan. Whenever you could do a shinoi, you should do a shinoi. Okay, not as much. I mean, because kama normally means as much, like a quantity. Called kama, as much as you could do a shinoi, you could do a shinoi. But sounds like Rabbi Nachman is learning wherever you could do a shinoi, you should do a shinoi. Which sounds funny, of course. I mean, that's the halacha. You should do a shinoi. You should do a shinoi. But it sounds like that's what he's saying. Whenever you should do it. So I mean, we have to look into that part. Okay. So let's leave that for now. And the major problem is still, what kind of a halacha is this? That if you can't do it, then we don't have to do it. And that's not it's very unhalachic. It's usher, but
shinoi, and then it's mutter.
Right. Exactly. What kind of halacha is that? We're assuming here. There's always in a question. There's always an assumption, a false assumption, which leads to a problem. So we're assuming. Well, one thing we're assuming is that there's an iser to carry. When the Mishnah says you're not allowed to carry these wine bottles in a box, there's an iser to carry them in a box. Okay. If there were a halacha that it's usher to carry wine bottles in a box, then it doesn't make it. That's what it sounds like, which the Mishnah is saying, right? So then the question is, but if you can't help it, then you're allowed to do it, right? So the question is, from everything we know about Isurim, that doesn't work that way. Right? And it's not the way Yisurim work. If you have an Isser to do something, then it's also to do something, no matter what. Right? So it must be that we have to question some premise here. Right? Is there any other way to look at it besides for the fact that it's Isser to carry them in a box? It's Isser to carry a lot at a time. Is there any other way to look at it? How else could you understand the Mishnah besides for saying that it's Isser to carry a lot of bottles at a time? That's what it sounds like it's saying. What? Not why, but halachically. I mean, it has to be a halachic thing. It's definitely, it's not just advice or philosophy.
Right, yeah.
But how else can it be? Besides for saying that there's an iser to carry a lot of bottles at a time, what's another way to formulate that? What the Mishnah is telling you halachically? Let me ask a question. Let's say you have a mitzvah of lulav. Yeah. So let's say, for instance, it comes to a guest and I can't get a lulav.
All right.
Can't get a lulav. So what do I do? He doesn't. I can't. There's no one around. No one has lulav.
What do you do?
There's none around. There's a drought. There's a drought. So that's it. You just don't do it. You don't do it, right? On the Sukhana Patre.
Yeah.
Totally. What are you gonna do? You can't do it. You can't do it.
Right.
Huh? Can't do it. You can't do it. Aye, but halacha says you have to do it. What do you want from me? I can't do it. So that's all. That's what the Mishnah's telling me. The Mishnah's telling me that if you have to carry bottles of wine. Right, there's no issur to carry bottles of wine. It's yantif. It's no tchum. There's no whatever. So if you're carrying bottles of wine, the halacha is there's a chiyuv lishanos. It's a chiyuv to change, okay. To do a shinoi. Right, that's the halacha. It's not an issur to carry four bottles of wine at a time. There's no issur to carry four bottles of wine at a time. But the halacha is if you're carrying bottles of wine, then the halacha is you're chayiv to change. Chayiv to do a shinoi. Okay? Let's say you say it that way, right? There's two different ways. One way is usher to carry four bottles of wine at a time. Or you say, no, there's no isser to carry four bottles of wine at a time. The halacha is if you're carrying bottles of wine, which is mutter, so the halacha is that the rabbanon are mechayiv you. It's a chayiv l'shanos. You're chayiv to do a shinoi.
Oh, that's good.
Okay? It's a chayiv l'shanos. It's a chayiv to change from your ordinary way. Okay? It's a chayiv to change from your ordinary way. So therefore what? What's going to happen? Let's say, for instance, I can't change my ordinary way.
Right.
Can't do it. In order for me to get the bottles of wine, I can't do it. Yeah, I need bottles of wine. I have to do a whole bunch of them. So what? Because now I need bottles of wine. I have a kiddush and I need to carry wine. So I'm carrying wine. So now the thing is, I cannot do a shinoi because if I'm doing a shinoi, I'm not going to carry bottles of wine. That's what I'm saying. So if you tell me that it's a chiyuv to change, and now the situation is such that I can't change, there's no by doing a shinoi, I'm not going to be able to get the wine there. So I'm carrying the bottles of wine there, and there's no possible way to do it b'shinoi. Because by doing shinoi, I'm not going to end up doing it. So it's just not possible. There's no way to do it in a derech shinoi and accomplish the goal. There's no halacha. It's usur to carry. It's mutter to carry. The only thing is, you're chayiv to do it, the shinoi. So when you're carrying, chiv kicks in. Chiv of shinoi kicks in. Now I'm onus. I can't do it. It would be like, I don't have a lulav. Chiv of lulav kicks in, but I don't have a lulav. There's no possible way to do it. So therefore here it's saying, it's ef shel lashanos. It's impossible to change. I cannot change it. By changing it, I'm not going to be doing that. I can't carry the wine. So the only way to carry the wine is this way. So what's the halacha going to be? What should be the result if you have a chiyuv that you can't possibly accomplish? So you just do it anyways. You can't do it. You can't do it. You can't do it. You can't do it. So that's the halacha. So that's what the halacha is telling you. The Mishnah is talking about if you can change. See, the Mishnah is talking about a case where I have the ability to change. It's not going to end up destroying the Kiddush. I have two choices in front of me. I have the ability to carry four at a time or the ability to carry one or two at a time. So what's the halacha? Chayev l'shanos. You're chayev, because it's nisr of genai, you're chayev to change. But if I don't have the opportunity, there's no option available to me, I can't change, so it's mutter. Because there's no isser in place. See, that's the point. In formulation, there's two ways. So if they would have made an isser to carry four at a time because it's genai yontif, then if I can't change, okay, what do you want me to do? It's Asr. Asr's Asr. There's no way to get around the Asr. But if you're telling me that they never formulated an Isser, but they formulated a positive halacha of Shinoi, so now if it's impossible to do it, then it's impossible to do it. So as long as it's a chronopatre, if I would be like impossible to take a lulav, I can't do it. So there's no Isser to carry, I'm allowed to carry it. So I'm chayv to change, but I can change, so there's no Isser. Okay. With that, hopefully we'll be able to understand, once you say there's a positive halacha, now you could understand maybe Rava giving a form. Oh, there's a positive halacha of Shinoi? Well, what manner of Shinoi? What form is Shinoi going to take on? Because now you tell me there's a positive institution of Shinoi, so now you could argue that there's, well, what's going to qualify for this positive institution? You know what I mean? If it's a positive halacha, now maybe there's room to maneuver in exactly how... what's the way to do it? And maybe even to do a bigger shinoi. Maybe you could argue that the bigger the shinoi, the better. Because if shinoi were just a matter of avoiding something, then there's no room for a bigger or smaller. Because either you avoid it or you didn't avoid it. But if you can tell me there's a positive halacha of shinoi, so can you say it lends itself to variation of degree? You could say I could do it. It's a greater shinoi. Because in a positive, you could say I'm doing a bigger shinoi or a smaller shinoi. Okay, we'll get to these things. I'm just saying, but that's the basic idea. The basic halacha, the basic idea is that the move here, I think, is that it's not an isser, but there's a chiyuv. It's not an isser to carry it in a lot, but there's a chiyuv to change. And therefore, it's saying if it's impossible, it's impossible. Included in any chiyuv means there's a thing, if possible. In other words, take a lulav, if possible. Because that's, of course, I mean, you can't do something that's impossible. So that's just the nature of a chiyuv. A chiyuv is, if possible. But an isser, you can't say if possible, is always I can refrain, I don't do it. But once you make it a positive, so now, built into the positive is if possible. Only a chayiv to change. If you can't change, you can't change. Okay?